Governor Herbert first closed Utah schools effective March 16th for 2 weeks. He later extended the closure to the end of April. On Tuesday, he announced schools will be closed for the rest of the academic school year. Utah State Superintendent of Public Instruction Sidney Dixon did say that instruction will continue through the end of the year. Without a return to school, however, some end-of-year traditions will be modified. Dixon says schools have already begun preparing and planning for how to conduct graduation.
I've heard about a lot of really great ideas. I hope that students will think of some ideas as well and let their school leaders know about some of their ideas. They're some of our most creative talent. So even though they may not have that ritual of face-to-face graduation and they can move into a virtual graduation and celebration, there are also things that they can engage in after that specific graduation date that helps them transition to the next phase.
Dixon outlined that for now, the State Board of Education is focused on 5 immediate needs.
Making sure that our students are fed, making sure that we continue on with learning, making sure that our students who are ready to graduate can do so and be able to transition into the workforce and into higher education. We're also very keenly aware of the social emotional needs of our educators and our families, wanting to make sure those needs are met, so our school counselors and mental health workers are working on those issues as well. And last but not least, we want to make sure that our employees can stay employed with gainful work and be paid. Many of our classified employees, our bus drivers, our paraeducators, they've been placed in roles that they haven't been in before, and we so appreciate their flexibility.
Dixon says in the near future, they'll begin to look at gaps in student education, especially for students who are vulnerable to academic failure.
Students with disabilities, our students who are learning English, many of our students who live in conditions of poverty, wanting to make sure that they have the tools and the skills and the knowledge to catch up with their peers. This will take some additional support through a transition time, whether that's summer, depending on when we can get back together and engage in small group work, individual tutoring, some digital options, or whether that comes together in the fall.
Dixon says schools will be assessing gaps when the academic year starts up again. The Utah legislature is holding a special session this Thursday. They are scheduled to discuss the challenges schools are facing due to COVID-19. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.